Wicks. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, July 20th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? I have none. Department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I'm going to steal a little thunder from Becky since she's filling in for Brian, but I noticed on the highway coming in that they plan on, they're flashing their signs that they're going to have a major lane change on Friday on Highway 61, so.
Friday.
They've got their signs up when you're coming into town, when you're leaving town, that Friday must be the big day that they're going to switch over to some of the new lanes.
That must mean it's almost certain.
Yeah, they've got the little flashing signs up there, so I knew Brian wasn't going to be here, so. Anyway, and the other thing is I just want to remind city candidates for the city of Burlington that the filing deadline is coming, or the candidate filing period is coming up soon, August the 9th through August the 26th. The Burlington city candidate filing period. They have to have at least 40 signatures, always get more just to make sure in case somebody out of town signs that and can't be counted. And then all of the other candidates, all the other cities and the school candidates, their filing period is August the 23rd through September the 16th. And then probably early in September, I'll have to do the advertisement for the city of Burlington's lost tax, because we have to put a standard advertisement or legal notice in the paper that they plan on having that on the ballot in November. And we have to do a pre-60-day notification along with the regular election notification closer to the election, so. That's it.
Thank you, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. I don't really have anything new to report today. So.
Jared Lasser, Land Use.
Morning. Don't really have anything specific to mention. Just keeping busy. I know, I think Zach mentioned recently how we're starting to move forward with the ordinance updates, having the attorney's office finish review of that, and then have to, for the zoning and subdivision, that'll go through the zoning commission. Public hearing before it comes to the board for floodplain. That one's probably going to take the priority because that has a deadline for when those new maps become effective in October. So we're planning on doing a floodplain advisory board meeting just to go over the updates to that one. I sent you an invite for that, Tom. Also Mediapolis. I met with the staff of Mediapolis yesterday. They're going to need to adopt a floodplain ordinance as well, since they're the same maps from that last study now have floodplains in their city limits. So we're working with them to ensure that they get through with that in the same time frame that the county is updating ours. So apart from that, I don't have anything else to report.
Thank you, Jared. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. A lot of exciting going on. We actually had a few campsites open at Big Hollow this last weekend, largely due to some cancellations. So camp season has kind of hit the midsummer lull a little bit. But things have been going good. Summer camps wrap up next week. And so we are working on our annual report. And our next events are coming up the second weekend in August. We'll have a volunteer dinner on the 13th, and then our summer celebration event on the 14th. Those will be at Starscape. So after this meeting today, and I may have to leave a little bit early, I've got a webinar with ISAC to talk about possible ARPA funding uses for county conservation purposes. And so maybe here in a couple weeks or something, we can schedule a work session and kind of talk about that from our perspective too.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So I need to watch that webinar you talked about with Rob Sams. That was some good information there too. So trying to get all of our ducks in a row on that. Sit down and try to figure this thing out.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
You're done?
Yeah.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. We had our regional meetings last week. I guess one thing I would share with the board is the legislation about mental health. The advisory, yeah, you got a copy of that. The advisory board and the governing board and the CEO and the management team all sat down and worked out these issues that we still have with the current legislation and requests that we would have through the region. And so we kind of do that. So that's about all I have for now. I won't go through this whole page of things, but basically, you know, there's just a number of things. And like the advisory board, they have a children's advisory board has to have a pediatrician, and it's getting really hard to find a pediatrician. So some of those issues were in this paper, and some suggestions for maybe allowing a different medical professional that's to be on the children's advisory board that would be easier to access. So thank you.
Ken, I've seen that. I think it's posted, you know, on the eyesight about this, but how do you think they can even get by on 5% fund allowance?
Yeah, it's going to be very hard. Cash, there's going to be cash flow problems with a 5% fund balance. I know that it's going to be state funding coming into us instead of after the first year or two. It's going to be a combination at first of our county property tax dollars and state funding, and then the county property tax dollars will phase out and state funding will be all that we'll have. It's very hard to live on 5%. I mean, it's just, I think there's going to be cash flow issues. So that's one of the things in here. The
state payments come in right to September for, they're supposed to be in at the beginning of fiscal year. So that's one of the big things about fund balance. Is your fiscal year begins, as you well know, July 1st, but you don't get any taxes until September 30th, actually the middle of October, so you have to go 3 months without any fund balance. That's why the state money is supposed to come in at the beginning of the fiscal year. But it does away with Fund 10, which is how we pay, every county pays their community, you know, mental health and disability services staff. So. It isn't particularly clear that they want the region to employ them or anyway, but that's a question. So yeah, there's a
you're working on 25% of your fiscal year on a 5% fund balance, basically what amounts to.
Well, that's under the current system.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's
That's why the yep. state, rather than having to wait till, yep. so yeah, you wouldn't have to go 3 months.
I hate to count on the state like roll by.
I'm not disagreeing. There's a problem, but that's their solution to that one particular problem.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
I see you back there, Natalie. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just business as usual. Nothing new to report.
Thank you, Natalie. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Same for us, still getting the final plans for National Night Out on August 3rd taken care of. Otherwise, just keeping up.
This is your 2 week push, isn't it?
For a bit, yeah, and then we'll have another one in January. So.
Thank you, Lisa. Kevin Glendinning, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Good morning. No major news to report. The jail population is still doing well. We're at 64. So we're holding strong there, and everything else is going well.
You know, 64 is good for what it was 2 years ago at this time. So
yeah, it absolutely is. Hopefully, we can see that remain, and our crime rate hasn't it is doing well. Our jail population is doing well, so we're pretty excited about that.
Thank you, Kevin. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're continuing to be busy today and tomorrow. We will have those extended hours at our public health for either immunizations or COVID vaccines. And so on Tuesday, today, and tomorrow until 6:30. And then starting next week, we're going to permanently on Tuesdays have our hours extended to 6:30 because we did see some interest last week. So we're excited that people are taking advantage of the increased hours. We also have the COVID take-home tests so people can come to our office and pick up those tests. We are asking people who are coming to pick up COVID tests to remain in their car, call us, because obviously we want to limit any exposure to anyone else in our waiting room since we don't have a very large lobby area. So, but we have those available and people can take those tests home and then either send them in or bring them back to us and we will ship them to SHL, State Hygienic Lab. So. But other than that, we're just keeping busy.
Thank you, Krista. Becky Furchin. Fortunately, we have you instead of Brian for secondary roads.
Yep, I'll keep it a little shorter than that.
That won't take much.
No, we're just working on projects and summer maintenance like normal. So, staying busy.
Chairman, Lori had a question for Krista she didn't get answered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Krista, I've noticed on the state website, all of a sudden it shows Iowa at 0%. What's the plan for that? Mm-hmm.
So because Test Iowa has closed down, that and now it's the take-home tests, we're not going to have that percentage as far as the number of cases.
Thank you. Yeah. Matt Warner.
Warner.
County Assessor.
Nothing new to report, just here for a couple of agenda items.
Okay. Brandy's with
you. Yeah, Brandy would be with me.
With you.
Yeah, for
quite a bit. Okay. I thought maybe she was going to tell us the real story.
She could. She could. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
No. Thank you, Matt. We got anybody on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Correspondence.
Highest correspondence, but Mr. Stonehoff is here, so he'll address that during the public comment.
Okay. Do you have any correspondence?
No, sir.
Okay. We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $941,656.31.
Move to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Oh, this would be Matt. We've got approval of the 2021 homestead credits and military exemptions. Move to approve.
Second.
I see here there's one homestead credit denied. That's it.
Yeah, on that it was just the person that filed for the homestead credit actually hadn't taken title to the property by July 1st.
Okay.
So we had to deny it, and then we have the ability to reapply once they, you know, fully become owner of that property.
Okay. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Do I need to sign the denial, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Approval of the assessor's 2021 disabled veterans exemptions, and I see that two were removed or denied.
Yeah, there have been two denied. They just didn't qualify for being 100% disabled from a service-connected disability.
Okay. Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Okay.
finally, approval of the assessor's 2021 business property tax credits.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
There was, should have been one denial on that.
Yep, there is one denial.
Number here.
Sorry.
That's fine. Okay, should we have one denial?
Yeah, and that was, business property tax credit is for commercial and industrial class properties. Somebody had submitted a claim or a form for a multi-residential class property. It just doesn't qualify.
And we have mobile home tax abatements. The treasurer's office sent this up. Janelle was unable to make it. But these are mobile homes that are removed from the mobile home course, whether they're dismantled or demolished or burned, or they're just, they're no longer there to tax. So if you cleaned it up, we can clean up her records.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel action. We have one personnel action for the assessor's office, Brandy Martin. A promotion from administrative assistant to deputy assessor. Congratulations, Brandy.
Move to approve.
Second.
Previous rate was $47,880. The new rate is $56,302. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Congratulations.
We have one personnel action for the county attorney, Trent Hankelbeck, assistant county attorney. Unpaid time for a prepaid vacation scheduled prior to hire date, July 21st, July 22nd, and July 23rd.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Have a good time, Trent.
Thank you. Take your golf club. So take your golf club with you?
No, we're going to the lake. Lake Michigan.
Okay.
I don't have a surfboard, so I bring a fishing pole.
I want to see Trent hanging 10.
Right on. We have two personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Holly Carpenter, a full-time correctional officer, a 12-month step increase. Previous rate was $40,895.52 a year. The new rate is $41,928.92 a year. And Brenda Schnedler, a full-time correctional officer, resignation from full-time. The last day was July 3rd, moved to part-time correctional officer on July 4th, 2021. Previous rate was $44,559.59. The new rate is $19.04 an hour.
Move to approve both of them.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Finally, we have a resignation. Secondary roads, Robert Moore, maintenance. Resigned, effective July 15th.
I guess July 14th. Fine with that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
We have reports. We have the clerk of courts report the fees collected in June 2021. We have the Dewey Byard Trust quarterly report for the quarter ending June 30th, 2021, and the Sheriff's Monthly Report for June 2021. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. Minutes for the regular meeting of July 13th.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Any other business?
I have none.
Well, I do. Tom? Jimmy, you guys know when I ran for this seat, part of my running was community. You know, I mean, obviously that's no surprise. But we don't have a community county day where we can bring people in the county together. And so I wanted to bring this up as business, and I'm hoping that you guys will at least entertain it so we can have a work session. But the city, every year we have city days where we invite the community together. City has tables set up, stuff like that, you know, vendors, all kinds of stuff, so that people can get a chance to meet people from the city, and it kind of builds community. Just last meeting, we had a gentleman, I don't know if it was last meeting, but we had a gentleman come down. He says, man, I've got water coming down from somebody else's property into mine. It's kind of hard to build community there when he's coming in that way, or the guy that says, my neighbor's poop is running into my yard. But when we can get vendors and some music, some activities, not costing the county much. And I even thought we could do it where each Des Moines County, each city could be a representative for every year. You know, we'd move to a different city in Des Moines County. But I want to run this by people. I want you to seriously consider, because I want all of Des Moines County to be a part of that. Even with the dunk tank, you know, that we can dunk Tom Brokaw, put you in the water.
There's the real reason.
Right. Unfortunately, I think this gives me, this position gives me veto power.
But even have a dunk tank so that you can put Des Moines County underwater as we try to keep the residents above it. But I think it's needed, and that's what I'm pushing for. And I'd like to have a work session about it, but I wanted to bring it to you guys first to see if you guys said, nah, we don't want none of that, McCampbell. You're nuts. But I think it'd be a great event. I think it's needed in Des Moines County, and I hope you guys consider that.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
I like the idea.
Well, I'd like to see you in the dunk tank.
No, I'm not getting in the dunk tank. I'm going to practice my
job. Terry's already committed to be the first one. And everybody that gets dunked gets their own music before you go to the tank.
Jaws.
Anyways, I'll be working on the details on that, and I'm hoping we can have an annual event. I think it would be fantastic for Des Moines County.
Okay, that's
sounds good.
Just get with Terry, and when you think it's convenient or you got what you need to have a work session, it sounds great.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I see all them hands go up back there.
any other
for the dunk tank.
Somebody's cussing me. I think Natalie's the main one.
I can feel it.
Carter's going in, I can tell you that. He's not here. Yeah. He's just going in.
No, I'm going to save my money for my tickets.
Well, you may have to get dunked too, but we'll talk about it later. It
might take three or four of us to lift Carter up and put him in there, but he'll go in one way or the other.
It should be a boat. Up to those end.
I think since Brian and Doug both aren't here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Doug's
in. I suspect he's the sheriff's representative.
I tried to get the sheriff for my workers' fair to get you dunked, but you were on vacation, so you got.
I saw you had to cancel.
That was a
that.
Slick move, man. That you pulled. God bless you,
Grant. You picked a bad day to come with your boss because she just is going to nominate you for that. Is that right, Lisa?
Pardon?
You'll nominate Trent for the dunk tank, won't you?
Sure.
Nominate or assign?
I have the ability to just assign.
That's what I thought.
It's called voluntold.
Okay. Future agenda items. Committee reports.
Well, I had a Board of Health meeting, but Krista reported on that. That was nice. I had a conservation meeting, and Chris reported on that, which that's nice. So just remember what they said. And then I had a rural utility service meeting, and things are going pretty smooth over there. We are going to have to put a shutoff in, and that's at a cost of $4,950. Delinquent payer, and that's over in Ollie. But we're going to send a notice to them. Normally, when we send a notice, we're going to shut their sewer off. They pay within the next 2 or 3 days.
Is that in Jefferson County?
Yeah. So, but I hate to see that, but they are responsible. They signed, you know, with the government on that, so it is their responsibility. It's kind of like if you don't pay your car payment, they take your car. This way, if you don't make your sewer payment, they give you your stuff back.
You don't enforce rules.
You give your stuff back.
You don't enforce rules, they're just a suggestion.
Yeah.
I had a Youth Development Board meeting, nothing to report, and also a Workforce CEO meeting again. It's the same thing, we're just trying to make sure that we have more say in how we spend our money for our region. So that's about it. And then also we did have the Iowa Works Workforce Development Fair out to the, had to be moved to the mall because of the weather, didn't want to cooperate, but it was still a phenomenal event. We had a nice showing. I saw Leia there. Actually, I didn't see Leia there.
I saw you there.
But anyways, it was a fantastic event, and a lot of people showed up. I talked to people. It took me an hour to get into the mall because people were coming out that had already gone through the process and were that I knew, and they were saying, "Yeah, I've got a resume." You know, and just some excited people that they're getting some things done. There's over 1,000 jobs in Des Moines County. Get a job. That's it.
Thank you. I attended the Southeast Iowa Mental Health meeting, so I described like Ken with we approved claims, and then like Ken mentioned, we approved a letter to the state requesting modifications and clarifications to the recent mental health legislation. And the disaster relief organization hadn't had a meeting in several years, and we had a tabletop exercise that was supposed to be a disaster in Des Moines County with a tornado and a foot combined. And we had a real IT problem, so it started out just like a real disaster. We're trying to figure out how to communicate with anybody. But finally we got that solved, and typically we were just looking for resources and where those resources could be obtained and how they could be obtained, and making sure we have contact numbers for people who can provide those resources. I suspect we'll be having more meetings coming up.
There is one thing I forgot on County House. I don't think Chris mentioned it. Don't we have a drill coming up August 18th, 19th, and 20th?
That's September 18th, 19th.
Is that September?
Yep.
The 18th, 19th, 20th.
Santa Fe, yep. And then we were going to set up the tent in advance of that, so we're working on having a mobile drive-through plane sometime in August.
Yeah, okay.
Just prepare for that drill in September.
Kind of a drill?
The drill for, it's a hazardous waste drill that Gina's putting on with the hospital and Burlington Northern, so it would be a chemical spill, and then the fire department, and they will be doing the walkthrough on that hazardous spill to be able to decontaminate, and then the hospital's looking at even transporting people to the hospital for 10 victims, just to kind of run the whole drill through and do the decontamination chambers and things. So it'll be interesting, more information to follow.
I make the motion that Shane gets transported.
Why do you want to kill me, Jimmy? Just get me here. Hey, I forgot what to do. I'm somewhat familiar with that. Years ago, when more safety rules were brought into effect in hazardous waste, or hazardous bodily, whatever they called it, I remember working at Monsanto, and there were apparently a couple of people up there that chewed tobacco. Wherever they would spit, they would send in a hazmat team. There, everybody would go through training again.
Good times, everybody.
Good times.
Chairman, I do have one more. There's a pilot program that they're starting. You can get in contact with Kyle Moser, but it's with the fire department. They're starting a fire academy, copying off of our sheriff's department. But it's a good deal. It's September 9th to October 28th. You can turn in your application at 418 Valley Street at the Citizens Fire Academy. So those that are interested, I just want to make sure I get that out there as well. That's it this time.
Okay. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to ask a question or make a comment, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com, that's B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or phone call while we're waiting. Is there anybody in attendance who would like to make a comment? If you'd introduce your name and address for the record, please.
Yeah, my name is Carl Stonoff. I live at 2144 Meeker's Landing Road, Oakville, Iowa. I have an Oakville address, but I live in Des Moines County. Okay, I have the same problem he has, Mr. McCampbell, with the sewer problem running down on his property and all that. Only it's my own water that I can't get rid of due to the fact that there's an obstruction in the drainage ditch on my property that extends, of course, on down the river. My property is located in a drainage district. We pay taxes for that privilege to pump water, of course, back into the Mississippi River to maintain those ditches and everything. But I have about a 1 foot or better obstruction underneath Meeker's Landing Road. Or your secondary roads people know about it. I've had this problem for over 30 years when the road was constructed. And of course, the culvert that was put underneath the road was improperly obstructed back in the days that road was prepared for paving. It was paved in the early 80s. It was brought up to grade and everything in the 70s. And I have tile now that is failing due to the fact this tile is coarse clay tile. That's all you can get in those days. Well, I have to replace that tile or otherwise my farm is virtually, probably some of the area is not farmable. And so I've contacted a tile person. They are on site. They're getting ready to go within the month, put in new tile and everything. But I have this one, or I have the obstruction that goes underneath Meeker's Landing Road of about 1 foot. The present tile, the discharges are underwater. That meaning it's hard to make things drain when it rains, and I have excess water on my property. There's other property north of me Meekers and Knowles and other ones, that their water course runs down this ditch also. And anyway, I've asked Mr. Carter before, and he said we'd maybe try to push a culvert underneath that to lower that level, because the pavement is too expensive to cut up and replace that culvert and everything. And I do this on about a 10-year basis. And so there's 10 years been going by and nothing has happened.
Can I get that address again, please?
Back to a point now where I've got to do something with my tile. And so here I am. What do I do? It's illegal to hold up water, downstream flowing water. And ask your attorney.
Yeah. Can you repeat your address again, please?
Do what? My name is Carl.
Your address, please?
Stonehoff, 2144 Meekers Landing Road. I'd like to show you three my situation. You can visibly see what's happening. Mr. Carter was here. He'd probably have some comments.
See, Mr. Carter's assistance here. Will you relay that to Brian?
I wrote everything down. I know that they've been out there before.
Yeah.
I can, when I get back to the office, I'll touch base with one of the superintendents and see if he remembers what they'd come up with. And I don't know, Brian was remoted in, but I don't think he's on there now, so.
I think that's probably kind of a bump right there too, isn't it?
Now the bump, they did repair the bump last year.
Yeah.
That was there for 7 years.
Okay.
I think a little neglect is going on. This pavement was put in 40 years ago, and virtually very little maintenance has been done to it. Mr. Carter's well aware of all the wrong things that were done at that time. Evidently, Whitey Clausen kind of dropped the ball and didn't have an engineer on the job as things were put in the ground, because there are numerous culverts that go on this road. Water has to flow from north to south in the drainage district in order to do its job in a properly way and everything. And it flows at about a rate of 1 foot of fall per mile. And I've lost that 1 foot. My property's 1 mile long, and I can't make the water go the other way.
What? Could I have your phone number, Mr. Stonehoff?
Yeah,
phone number?
Yeah, my phone number is area 319-937-5303.
5303?
Yeah, I also have a cell phone, which is 515-321-1181.
Three one nine nine three seven five three zero five, and 515-321-1181.
Right.
I will give you a call. I think.
I would like to have an on-site meeting.
I agree with you. Brian isn't here right now, so I can't very well. He needs to be there.
I know it's expensive to do a lateral bore. I know it's expensive to cut pavement.
And I agree we should have an on-site meeting. I think the board should agree, but we want to do that.
Yeah.
But we need Brian Carter there. And anyway, he's not here. He's.
I think he might have disconnected there.
Hello?
Brian, are you there? Oh, he just disconnected. I apologize. I think he was hopping on here, but I think he just disconnected, so I apologize.
We will set up a time with you. And
yeah.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah, I'm.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I've got planned vacation from this Thursday to the 1st of August now.
We'll work around your schedule. So you'll be gone from Thursday through August 1st.
First, all right. You're going to take Bert with you?
Okay.
We've got tractor rides in.
Oh, that's right.
In eastern Illinois, yeah. And Wisconsin. Very beautiful in Wisconsin. We climbed hard to put that up.
Yeah. Taking that one you showed me, you redid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing thing.
I'll let you talk to Colin here. Just one second.
Tana.
He's trying to get connected.
and myself, that, you know, we just, water can't flow, you know, because the outlets are underwater at the present time.
Okay, that's good.
We've got the lowest river stage right now we've ever had, and of course, these ditches kind of go up and down with the river stage, because basically it's an aquifer with some dirt on it, and we farm this dirt. There's about 49,000 acres of ground that is taxed, you know, above and beyond the property tax. You know, we pay a levy tax, we pay a drainage tax, and now we're becoming, the Corps of Engineers is wanting to back out of the responsibility of the levy, and so we're having to maintain the levy, and so our taxes are going up. Here I'm in a situation where I've got kind of a dam that's not holding things back.
I think.
Ryan's trying to get through today.
He's trying to.
He's not on there yet, I'm waiting to see if he.
Tony, you say you're gonna be gone through this Thursday until the 1st of August?
Yeah, until the 1st of August.
Wonder if we might be able to serve.
Mr. Fitchell, grab a seat.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, my audio's not real great, so I apologize, let me know if you have issues. Do I, is it right for me to speak?
Go ahead, we're listening.
Okay, first I'd like to say thanks to Mr. Stone for coming down. Sorry I couldn't be there today. It would have been a lot more efficient for me to be there, but I know exactly what he's talking about. We've had many conversations on the subject, so I'll lay it out for what it's, with how it was left, I guess is how I would put it, the culvert. Mr. Stonehoff summarized it very well. The culvert was put in back when they graded Baker's Landing, obviously a long time ago. He would actually remember that better than me, clearly, but late 70s. I guess the way it was brought to me, and this is, he's right, it's probably been 10 years ago. I think it might have even started before that as far as the conversation. We've met on site, we've talked. I've gone to Levy and Drainage District Board meetings in the past on this exact topic, because it's not just Mr. Stonehoff's property. There are other properties upstream, and as everybody knows, drainage in that area is always a challenge. So I don't do much of anything down there without conversation with the Levy and Drainage District. To summarize everything, I guess there is a culvert in that location under 100 Meeker's Landing. It has been there for a long, long time. Mr. Stonehoff feels like it's 2 foot or 1 foot too high. And that hasn't changed. And it's been there for that long. And the main reason Mr. Stonehoff wants to lower it is for his tiles to drain better. And I acknowledge that. And so, after multiple meetings on this topic, like I said, with Mr. Stonehoff and with the other folks down there, and actually I'm not so sure we didn't have an on-site meeting involving some board members also, but it's just been too long, I can't remember. The offer that I extended to both Mr. Stonehoff and to the Levy District, I guess in this case back then it would have been the Drainage District, but they're combined now, was that there would be some benefit to the county, but to put a new culvert underneath, but for but truly the big benefit here would be to the upstream landowners for improved drainage, which is always the goal of landowners in the Bottoms. And there'd probably be some benefit to the Levy and Drainage District also. So the offer that was extended, I'd say roughly 10 years ago, was that I would be willing to pay a third, or the county would be willing to pay a third of the cost of having somebody come in and basically bore a new, or an additional is probably a better way to put it, the crossroad pipe underneath Meeker's Landing. Everything else Mr. Stonehoff said it's correct. By the time you get into the expense of removing concrete, digging the hole as deep as it would need to be, and put in a new culvert. It's really not cost effective to do it that way. I know my memory is that way back when, which I'm sure is no longer accurate, the total cost was probably approaching $9,000 was an estimate that we had at one time anyway. So I have, I think it'd be great to schedule an on-site meeting. I don't have any problem with that. It's a different board of supervisors now. And so it'd be good to meet down there to get everybody up to speed. But the reason there's been nothing done is not due to inactivity on my behalf. The reason nothing's been done is because nobody wanted to pick up the cost match or the whatever you want to call it, two-thirds of the cost of the project. And so that gives you a little bit more background on the subject. And when I get back and have an opportunity, I'll certainly get a hold of Mr. Stone up and anybody else, and we can schedule a meeting whenever the board's available.
What do we have on for August the 3rd?
August
handbook?
Yeah, the handbook, we'll have that.
On the 3rd?
Yeah.
How about the following week then?
What works best for you, morning or afternoon? Does afternoon work okay?
Afternoon is morning. I'm an early riser. I'm up at 4.
Well, I guess the only thing is we've got, on the 3rd of August, we've got a work session scheduled. We're going to have work sessions on that American Rescue Plan. We've got some Mr. Fentzels here today, so we'll be, but those will mostly be in the morning. So if we scheduled something after lunch to either meet out there or go out there, does that work? Well, on a 3rd or some Tuesday,
yeah,
whatever.
On the 3rd, get it.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
We'll get a hold of you, or Brian will get a hold of you, and we will be out there sometime in the afternoon or the 3rd.
When is Brian returning from vacation here now?
I think he gets back next week.
Oh, okay. I will be home Monday and Tuesday of next week. I return home from one place and then we leave for another. But I'll be home Monday and Tuesday of next week.
What do we have next week? Oh, I know we have it with the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning on the
ARP. We have regional planning, and then I think it's just regional planning.
But we could do it in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, next Tuesday. Could we make it Tuesday afternoon?
Tuesday afternoon, we'll get back to you with the time, meet you out there.
But Mr. Carter, I have a day to get back from vacation.
Well, anyway, just let us check our calendars to make sure we aren't overcommitting ourselves. Maybe
I'll put that day on my calendar sometime that afternoon.
But it'd be sometime that afternoon, yeah.
Yeah. Hope it don't rain.
If that afternoon, either Tuesday afternoon works for me just fine. I'll make whatever work.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Work for that day.
I've got your phone number.
Yeah. 2 o'clock something in the afternoon.
Give you a time.
Probably between 1 and 2 on the bench. I think that's probably the best time. Right. So we have that meeting, and then they give us time to grab a sandwich before we come out. Yeah. Yeah. I'll try to prepare the site because I know it's growing up in weeds on the ditch banks and that, so that we can see actually what is there. I'll try to prepare the area or have my tenant do it.
I was thinking to have Bert do that.
Yeah.
I said that too.
I'll contact Mike Norris and see how long he thinks it might.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting conversation. Yeah. I don't think anybody's got a handle on it. We'll be out there Tuesday.
If Brian has someone to come with him with a GPS elevation unit so that they could, check levels, so that you can see what differential and, the ditches are.
Brian, can you hear that?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that at the same time we're having a meeting. If we're going to do some elevation stuff, I'll have my surveyor go down there before or after, but there's no reason to muddle up a meeting with him trying to get around and get surveyed. That's not a quick process by the time you hike up and down banks and everything else.
Okay.
I'm not disputing there's a difference, although I can give some more background on that also.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll see you.
I will have the surveyor go down and grab some elevations before we have our meeting.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, Tuesday about 1-2 o'clock.
So, but we'll give you a call.
In case something happens.
In case it would be a little later than that. I don't think there'd be a problem with Tuesday afternoon unless it's pouring down rain. Just, we are going to have a work session that might be a little longer than usual. So I don't want to tell you we're going to be there at 1 o'clock and then have it running. So we aren't going to get out of here till 1:30.
Yeah, I'll keep the whole day open.
Well, we'll give you a call.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Thank you, Mr. Stonehoff, for coming and explaining this to you. We will look forward to seeing you in a week.
I'll just stay for the rest of your meeting. This is kind of interesting.
Well, and you're just about to the end of it. Well, there's, unless you want to sit through the work sessions, you're one of the few people that ever expressed an enjoy out of Sydney. Anyway, so thank you, sirs. Any other public input? Okay, with seeing no further input, with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
And we will have a work session in 5 minutes with the recorder, the county sheriff, and following that, we'll have a work session with Mr. Fenchel from Danville Telecom regarding broadband and the American Rescue Plan.